USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Vladimir Putin's massive military mobilization and escalating talk of nuclear weapons in the protracted Ukraine conflict are rattling many Russians, including urban elites for whom the war had seemed far in the background. The WhatsApp messaging group for residents of a stately post-World War II apartment building on a major thoroughfare in downtown Moscow is peppered with messages of concern. Is the bomb shelter in the basement still habitable? Who do we need to contact to get it inspected? And where are the entrances located? In some urban centers, apartments are being put up for sale or rent at fire sale rates, say real estate experts, as hundreds of thousands of Russian men have left the country since Mr. Putin ordered the call-up of reservists to generate new troops to fight in Ukraine. A federal judge in New York convicted Nikola founder Trevor Milton of securities fraud for what prosecutors said were his repeated lies about the development of the company's zero-emission trucks and technology. Friday's guilty verdict caps the downfall of Milton, who founded Nikola in his basement in 2015, took it public in 2020 at a valuation of, get this, $3.3 billion when the company hadn't sold a single truck. Its market valuation briefly exceeded that of industry giants like Ford Motor Company. The economy and inflation particularly have many in the U.S. on edge.
Americans are growing more concerned about inflation. The University of Michigan's latest reading on consumer sentiment shows a rebound in inflation expectations for the next 12 months. The survey's chief economist notes continued uncertainty over prices and the global economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Some voters in Atlanta told Fox News they were less than enthusiastic about either of their Senate candidates, while others stood firmly in support of Senator Raphael Warnock ahead of his debate with Herschel Walker. "I think they're both horrible candidates, obviously," one man said. But another voter, Al, said the decision between the two men was pretty easy.
"Pretty easy for me. Herschel Walker was a football player. He's not a politician. Period."
First Lady Jill Biden was in Florida on Saturday, where she toured a cancer facility in Broward County. The First Lady also spoke about the Biden administration's cancer initiative, dubbed Cancer Moonshot. She noted that community is an important component of cancer care.
"That idea of community and collaboration is at the heart of the Cancer Moonshot. We are bringing together scientists and business leaders and advocates from across the country and around the world. Our goal is to transform cancer care and save lives."
The Cancer Moonshot aims to accelerate progress in cancer screenings and treatments with the goal of reducing cancer deaths. An airline has hit back after a woman complained about having to sit between two overweight passengers on a three-hour flight. Dr. Sidney Watson, who claims to be an American-Australian political commentator, took to Twitter last month in an unruly campaign. The airline answered by saying, "Our passengers come in all different sizes and shapes. We're sorry you were uncomfortable on our flight." For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
"At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control."
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
"Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save."
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
"Should have called way sooner."
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.